Good morning. The National Police believe they have solved the first of four shootings along the Costa del Sol in the past month. Officers have arrested three men aged between 24 and 31 for their alleged roles in the shooting which took place in Nueva Andalucía on the night of the 10th of February. The incident resulted in a young Swedish man being hospitalised after he was sprayed with bullets in his arm and leg. According to investigators, it was a settling of scores following a dispute between rival clans in Sweden. The suspects have been charged for alleged attempted murder. Two of them have been remanded in custody. On analysing the crime scene, officers located up to nine cartridge cases. They also seized the weapon allegedly used in the shooting, which was abandoned nearby. With the evidence gathered, agents of Malaga's Provincial Police Organised Crime Unit found the address where the alleged gunman had been hiding. The police are also able to identify other suspects who had allegedly supported the perpetrator with logistics and victim tracking. On the 13th of March, police raided two houses, one in Marbella and the other in Aloen El Grande, and arrested the three suspects. Prosecutors yesterday said they will seek a 2.5-year prison sentence for former Football Federation head Luis Rubiales for kissing a female player and pressuring her to lie about it. Rubiales faces a 1-year sentence for sexual assault and a 1.5-year term for coercion. The charges date to last August, when he planted a kiss on the lips of Jennifer Amoso after the Spanish women's team won the World Cup in Sydney. Amoso said later that she didn't want the kiss and that it was humiliating and disrespectful. She also alleges that Rubiales and his inner circle pressured her and those around her to publicly say the kiss was consensual. The former coach of the women's team, Jorge Vilder, the Federation's former marketing director, and the men's team's sporting director all face coercion charges. Prosecutors want to hand them a 1.5-year sentence too. And Spanish military planes airdropped 26 tons of humanitarian aid to Palestinians in the besieged Gaza Strip yesterday, and Madrid called on Israel to open up land border crossings to prevent a famine, so the foreign ministry said. The operation, carried out in conjunction with Jordan and co-financed by the European Union, dropped more than 11,000 food rations to alleviate the catastrophic levels of food insecurity faced by up to 1.1 million people in Gaza, said the ministry said in a statement. Other Western countries have also resorted to airdrops to deliver aid to ease the humanitarian crisis in Gaza after nearly 6 months of war between Israeli forces and Hamas militants. Aid agencies say deliveries into Gaza, much of which has been laid to waste by Israeli bombardments, have been held up by bureaucratic obstacles and insecurity. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.